Good morning. It's 16 minutes after the hour, and I'm happy to say that we have Braveheart Program Director Zach Desmond in this morning to talk about something new that Braveheart's starting. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in this morning.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about what's coming up with the Braveheart people.
This weekend, actually, we're having the kickoff of a four-part series of day-long retreats held once each season for individuals who have lost their spouses, actually. It's called the Four Seasons Retreat, and participants can expect some facilitated discussion, art activities, peer support, and resources to help with things related to the grief process.
Mm-hmm. And this is a new program.
Yes, actually it was designed by our clinician, Erin Mathis, and inspired by her work with bereaved spouses. So we're excited that, and it comes from this recognition that the loss of a spouse is a unique and incredibly personal experience. And it seemed very important and valuable to offer an opportunity for folks who can really relate to one another and to come together in a safe and supportive environment.
Okay. Where are you holding the retreat?
It's actually at Stargavin Retreat, and it was a coincidence, or a rather interesting coincidence at least, that the cabin was only available for Valentine's Day for the winter retreat.
Wow.
Yeah, so we recognize that for some this might be a really difficult time. However, it might be a wonderful opportunity to redefine Valentine's Day together with those who have this shared experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's a great venue, of course, and
we hope to do it at Stargavin every season. The idea is that we hold it once a season. Reservations for the spring and summer and fall retreats can't be made yet, but the each session has a specific theme related to that season, and the activities and discussion for each retreat will be designed specifically around seasonal themes. So for winter, it's self-care, compassion, love. For spring, it's newness, growth, birth. Mm-hmm. Summer is fun, humor, light. And then the fall is survival, preparation, service.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is a day-long event.
Correct.
Coming up on Friday, is that right?
Yes. It's
Saturday.
It's going to be, Saturday. It's actually on Valentine's Day, and it'll be from 10 to 5, I believe. There's a delicious lunch provided, healthy lunch, and that's, so it starts at 10 a.m. and it goes until 5 p.m. with the lunch right in the middle there.
So are you folks providing transportation for people, or folks have to get there on their own?
Folks will need to be able to get there out there on their own. I'm sure we could arrange something if transportation is an issue. We can, you can contact Erin Mathis, who's our clinician, our patient family clinical care manager, with any questions or if you'd like to schedule a meeting. And that is actually participants who think that they're interested will need to schedule a meeting with Erin prior to the retreat.
Oh, prior to the retreat.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. And
how many?
And it's not too late.
Good.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how can folks get a hold of Erin then?
They can call Braveheart Volunteers office at 907-747-4600.
Okay. And then how many slots are open for this?
It's obviously a small group is best, but there are a few spaces available.
Okay.
There's definitely some space available. There won't be more than 8 people, I believe, on the retreat. And that's, so we have some spaces, and we're looking forward to getting a group that's interested in doing. They don't have to come to all four, obviously, all four of the seasonal retreats, but if folks think that they'd be interested in that quarterly kind of time set aside, then I think this program would be excellent for them.
And is there a cost for the retreat?
Everything that Braveheart Volunteers does is a pay it forward model, so we're able to provide this retreat because past people have donated for the services we've provided, and that's, if you can, that's what we ask.
Yeah, I see. So kind of by donation or whatever people can do.
Yeah.
So did this come out of a ongoing support kind of thing around grief and bereavement?
That's a great question. Braveheart Volunteers has been providing different kinds of grief support for groups and individuals for quite a while now. The most recent iteration has been a program that's actually led by Erin, which is called the North Star Grief Support Group. And it was actually a closed group that happened over 6 weeks. Enclosed just means that it was the same group of
people.
Yes,
sure.
Exactly. Not exclusionary. And it was great because we've done similar programs in the past, and it depends on the different needs that people come with. So in that case, it was a group that met once a week for a couple hours, and same idea of built around activities and discussion and this common experience of loss, which has the potential to be so isolating. But when people can come together and share and have a venue where they're heard, it does have an opportunity to be a unifying experience.
Mm-hmm. So this retreat is kind of more of the same, but it's sort of a more one day and a little bit more. I don't want to say intense because I'm not sure that's the right word, but
it's about. I mean, I know that Aaron's inspiration came from the understanding that the outdoors and that nature can be so healing for people, and I know that there's an idea if you can really create that separate space and
kind of a neutral space too.
Space indeed, and then also it's an idea of if we can create our own space and define the space that we come into as a group looking for healing, that can really it can be a powerful experience of really like agency in doing that and in creating a space that's your own and that is shared as well. And that's a powerful experience for individuals who are working with loss, especially when some of those concerns around grief are about control and about taking ownership of an experience that nobody wants and nobody looked for, nobody asked for.
Perhaps a fearful time.
Yeah, I think so. I think so, and I think having that support in a fearful time, and especially around this particular holiday, it can help to have a space apart, something a little bit separate, and something that's safe.
All right. Well, that's coming up on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Stargappen Cabin.
Correct.
And it sounds like folks can give Aaron a call if they need something special to get there.
And they'd need to call Aaron in order to kind of schedule that meeting beforehand, prior to the retreat.
Right. So you'd need to sign up by calling Aaron and speaking with Aaron. And that is, what was the number again?
747-4600.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Anything else we need to let folks know about? Have we covered it all?
Yeah, I think we've pretty much covered it. Come with an open mind.
Good advice.
Thank you.
Always good advice. Good way to start the week.
Thank
Monday.
You.
Yeah. Okay, that was Zach Desmond with Braveheart Volunteers. He's their program director there. And thanks again, Zach.
Thank you.